Have you ever felt like there was one right path for your life? Hey there, I'm Andrew Stevens, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's devotion is called God's Will for Us, and it's going to explore that question of why, or more specifically, what is the right way in our lives? This one was written by Savannah Coleman. Do you ever wrestle over what God's will is for your life? When I graduated high school, I was really anxious about choosing the right path. I grappled with decisions about college, wrote lists of pros and cons, prayed and sought God in tears. Since then, I've had other large decisions where I responded similarly. Lately, I felt like God has been prompting my heart to dig into what His will is for us, not just in daily decisions or even in the life-altering ones, but overall. First and foremost, is God wants all people to be saved. This is the crux of life, the very heartbeat of our existence. When a crowd of people asked Jesus what God required of them, Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent." The apex of God's will is that everyone who looks to Jesus has eternal life. Under the canopy of being in Christ, what then is the will of God? I believe His will is to make us more like Jesus Christ. This can be accomplished in many different ways, none of which need to be labeled the right or the wrong way, as I once fretted. If we belong to Jesus, He promises to work in and through us to fulfill His good purpose, and He equips us with everything we need to do His will. God's plan for His children is to give us hope in Jesus and a future with Him. He wants us to remain in His love, and from this place of connection with Him, to love others. As we are transformed by the renewing of our minds and seek to live according to God's word, we will be able to determine what His will is. Through Jesus, we have everything we need for a godly life, and we can rest in His promise. So let's talk about this. What are some questions going through your mind right now? Have you ever felt like there was one right path for your life? How might today's Bible passages in John chapter 6 and Philippians chapter 2 speak into this? As you and I can read in Romans 8, 28 and 29, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible John chapter 6, verses 25 through 40, as well as Philippians 2, 1 through 16, to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries, and it's listener-supported. Just $5 a month goes a long way to help us keep Unlocked going strong into the future. If you'd like to donate and join the team supporting Unlocked, you can do so by checking out the Giving tab on the Unlocked app or unlocked.org. Now, be sure to check back tomorrow, because Emily has a story about a guy named Jehu Jones Jr. But until then, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.